Track 5, the compound room. Turn left into the compound room and stop at the Merode triptych in the far corner. The central panel depicts a room. Look around you and note everything in the room that you're standing in that corresponds to the room in the painting. The scene depicts the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel tells Mary that she is to be the Virgin Mother of Christ. Focus on the left-hand round window in the painting. Quickly sketch the detail of the Christ child as he enters the room by passing through the window, as if on a ray of light. The door exiting the compound room leads into the Beaupard room. Immediately in front of you is a French oaken statue of Saint Roch, carved a decade or so after 1492. Saint Roch, the story goes, was born to a noble family in the south of France, but gave away all his wealth and set out as a pilgrim. Look at his hat. The crossed keys indicate that his destination is a famous pilgrimage city. In the Gospel of Matthew, Christ says to Peter that he will give him the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which is why St. Peter is traditionally depicted with keys. And Peter is traditionally thought of as the first pope. So the crossed keys denote the city where the pope lives. While on pilgrimage, Roch tended to many plague sufferers until eventually contracting the disease himself. What mark on his body shows he had plague? Alone in the forest, he would have died had not a dog brought him bread and licked his sores clean. So Saint Roch became popular as the patron saint of plague sufferers. The fear of plague is very present, particularly for you as a city dweller in York, where people still talk of the dreadful plague epidemics of the 14th century. Look at how lifelike he is, almost life-size. If you prayed often enough before this statue, there would come a point when it would be hard not to think that it was in some sense Saint Roch himself. But to a medieval Muslim or Jew, this devotion to statues was very strange. Many Christians also disapproved. English reformists, called Lollards, thought it was such idolatry that on one occasion, a couple of them chopped up a statue of St. Catherine into firewood in order to boil cabbages. Continue further down the Beaupard room and stop at the Lamentation on your right, just before the door. It was carved around 1480 in a place called Guadalajara in Spain. Mary holds her dead son. Mary Magdalene is probably the figure on the right in the foreground, while the man on the left is probably Saint John. We aren't sure who the two women in the back might be, possibly Mary's sisters. Look at the stretched skin on the inside of Christ's right hand. How often you have watched in York's streets your neighbours acting the play of the crucifixion, as they pull on Christ's arms to match up his hands with the nail holes in the cross. Look at the mourners. What signs of grief do they exhibit? Are Christ's eyes open or shut? Do you see a spear wound in his right side? Christ's pain is no longer abstract, but depicted in bloody detail. The foreground images are sculptured in high relief, as if detached from the background of Jerusalem. They wear contemporary costume, making a scene from 1500 years ago look as if it were happening right here and now. Shut your eyes and imagine that they move, that you can hear them grieve. Let your imagination go while the music plays. When the music stops, pause the tape and describe the scene in your notebook as you visualized it. If you spend hours every day praying before images like this, you see them vividly when you shut your eyes. What if you were too old or sick or poor to go on foreign pilgrimage? This image would help you travel in your mind's eye to the Jerusalem of 1500 years ago. With the lamentation on your right, walk to the glass case at the end of the gallery. In it stands an image of St. James the Greater of Compostela, carved in mellow, translucent alabaster at the very same time as you make your pilgrimage. Looking at him, it's hard to connect this gentle pilgrim with Santiago Matamoros, James the Moor Slayer. St. James's emblem is the scallop shell. How many scallop shells can you see on him? You also wear a scallop shell and hold a staff in your hand so everybody who sees you knows you are a pilgrim of St. James. When you return, you will keep that shell as a reminder of your pilgrimage. Go downstairs now to the Gothic Chapel to begin track 6.